This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro right here on Talk Radio 1190. Also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. The Real News Communications Network as well. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. How are you?
Mediocre, but I'll get there.
You look very nice today.
Thank you. Yeah, I tried especially hard to dress very basic.
That's something I want to start the show with because it's annoying me right now. People in our audience know that sometimes we pre-record the show. It's not always live.
Sure.
You know, we can pull back the curtain on that a little bit. But we're actually not doing it in the evening like we usually do. It's during business hours because we're having a little, like, photo shoot thing going on.
Yeah.
But we're wearing, like, our business casual because it's during the business hours. And for some reason, Zach and I are wearing, like, the same thing. We got a white shirt, black pants. It looks like we plan to be twinsies. We're like the Blues Brothers.
I got to be honest. This is like a 60-40 deal. Probably like a 70-30. I don't think this is all my fault.
No, I would say it's mostly my fault.
Right. Because I have, like two business casual outfits. You've got like 1,000.
Yeah, I hardly ever even wear black at all.
Right.
And for some reason, just happened to wear this for today.
You've got options on options on options. You're a very modern business casual guy.
I guess so. I like to be a little fashion forward. Thank you. I'm very flattering.
I'm a little classic business casual. I'm pretty much black and white. And
that's true. You're a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
I'm all about the color blocking when it comes to business casual.
Anyway. And another thing that's weird, people know we like to drink during the show, but we want it to look normal since people are taking pictures. So, like, we have our beers out on the table, and everyone in the office is like, what is with these guys? Like, boozing during business hours. Like, what is wrong with that? What's happening to this place?
What's the point of bringing all this in and keeping up this charade if you're just going to tell everybody about it as soon as we start the show?
You know how I am. I just talk about, I got to get everything off my chest. I got to tell people, you know.
Yeah, you're an honest guy.
But, you know, if you ever go to our Facebook, and a lot of our, you know, people who haven't been with us from the very beginning, we started this show back when I was in college in my apartment. And we had a couple times people came and took pictures of us doing the show, and I don't think we've done any pictures since.
Yeah, me neither.
We've been on 1190 now for a while. We've been through several different studios. Never any pictures of us in like a professional radio environment ever.
You remember that time I took a picture of Andrew during the show, and he was just sitting there like he was leaning away from the mic. He wasn't even trying to be involved. He's playing on his phone, and I snuck a pic of him.
Yeah.
And posted it to Facebook later. He got so pissed.
Why did
about
he get
that.
Mad about that?
He didn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. He was so angry. He made me pull it. It was a whole thing.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. So I went on a cruise.
Yeah. You went on a cruise.
I finally took a vacation.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just don't like vacations. I'm a workaholic guy. Whenever I'm there, it's fun. But leading up to it, I'm super anxious about leaving work and being away. And then as soon as I get back, I'm super anxious because I feel like I've been completely disconnected from my world for a long time. And a cruise, you know, you can't really be reached. There's not a convenient Wi-Fi program on the boat or anything like that, so it was weird. But
which is criminal.
I didn't really have any unpleasant experiences. I was actually able to relax.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
You
the
don't
only
have a choice.
The one hiccup that I had, sorry. I forgot to mention there's a hen in the rooster house right now. Sarah Crilly is in here. Sarah, go ahead and say hello real quick.
You know, I'm really glad that you actually broke the threshold of me being on the show because you both look like SpongeBob. I'm not kidding you.
Wait, what?
So the red ties. Yes, I'm looking up SpongeBob pictures right now.
I was getting more of a Donald Trump vibe, honestly.
No,
like the white shirt and the red tie.
No, come on. This is like one of my three outfits. Now I'm going to feel awful wearing this.
Well, I had to bring Sarah on for that one moment because you remember back a long time ago when she was listening while we were periscoping and you got on me because I censored a burp. And you're like, you only did that because she was listening. So then I had to make sure and let a burp out in there. You know, just
it was a very impressive burp, though. It kind of lingered there for a minute.
Some gusto. Yeah, it's not so bad. A little vibrato in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, before my trip, you know how I am about, I'm a very finicky pooper. I have a lot of issues there. And I hate having to go anywhere that's not the home field advantage. I've evolved a little bit. I adapted the ritual where I scrub the toilet with the cloth and all that before I sit down on it.
You go down a couple of floors or up from where your current place is.
Because I don't want anybody to be in there.
Yeah. You're totally normal.
More normal than I used to be.
You've adapted. No, I'll agree.
So I woke up nice and early before we went to Galveston. And of course, when I try to go, it's just like one like little nugget. in the water. And
oh, that's
like,
better than me. I'm like, if I have any kind of big trip or anything coming up where I know I should probably, you know, poop
yeah,
beforehand,
I try to
I
plan.
Can never make it happen,
it's
ever.
Just, yep, it's exactly right. And then as soon as we get in the car, we're on the road, I'm maybe 30 minutes out of Dallas.
Six-hour drive.
Everything starts moving around in my stomach, and then it's loaded into the chamber where it has to sit for hours and hours. And I'm just like, well, there it is. There's
like
nowhere
clockwork.
I can go.
Yeah.
Like clockwork. Mm. So by the time we get to Galveston after the 5-hour drive, I'm dying. I'm like, I have to go. And Elise is getting frustrated yeah. with me because she's like, look, there's a place. So, you know, stop right here. And I'm like, no, I can't go there. I can't go right. there. Like, it has to be a hotel. The hotel's the only way to go.
Right.
And I can explain this because I think it makes sense. Hotel bathrooms are always very clean because no one really uses them. Everybody there is using – they're going to take a dump in their room. Nobody really goes down to the lobby to use the bathroom.
No, just, there's something to that. Yeah, yeah.
It kind of works. So we're driving around, and there's not a lot of hotels in Galveston. I mean, I would have settled for like a Holiday Inn, just anything like that, but it's like a downtown area. Right. So we find this one really nice hotel, and I park in like a fire lane with the hazards on, and I'm like, I have to get in here. And Elise is like, I don't like this. This makes me nervous. I don't want to be, you know, what if somebody tells me to move? I'm right. like, well, then you move. No big deal. I got
to
go.
Right.
So
this
I go in. This has to, absolutely has to happen. So I go in, and I don't want everybody to know that I'm there to take a crunch. So I don't want to walk up to the receptionist and be like, hey, where's the bathroom? And then yeah. be like, are you a guest?
Excuse me, yeah.
Or do you need to check in or something?
You don't
so
want to give yourself away.
I try to be nonchalant. So I could go down to the hall to the right, no restroom. I go to the left, nothing. I'm kind of darting around. I'm ending up on like different levels of the building somehow, like
wow.
going up steps and all this. I'm like, okay, I got a plan. I go into the cafe. I walk up, act like I'm going to order a drink, and I'm like, oh, actually, do you have a bathroom real quick somewhere? And they're like, yeah, it's right over there. And I'm like, boom,
genius.
Finally cracked the code, figured yeah. it out. I go in there, and dude, I'm telling you, this was the nicest bathroom I have ever seen in my life.
No way.
It was almost like walking into a mansion.
Immaculate.
It had like marble floors, and then every single stall was like its own little closet, like a room.
Really?
The doors were floor to ceiling, like completely.
That's nice, yeah.
Thick wood doors, like you'd see in, you know, in a nice house, and
right.
then like chrome handles on it.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. And then, so of course, I still did the thing though, where I grabbed some of the paper towels, three in one hand, three in the other, and I scrubbed the toilet seat off, and I sit down, and I was actually able to relax and take a nice dump.
Yeah.
Full evacuation. But it was so nice, I almost felt guilty for desecrating it with my poop.
Right.
But it was like a gourmet dump, dude. Like, it was so, I felt fancy being in there. I'm surprised it wasn't like wiping with like silk or some kind of cloth. It was great. And that was the only hiccup. After that, got on the boat, went on the cruise, no problems. That's all I got to report. The poop story was pretty much it. Oh, but do you remember a couple of years back, there was a Carnival cruise that got stranded out in the ocean for like a week?
Yeah.
And there was like overflow of like poo and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the boat I was on.
No way.
Yep.
The same boat?
The same boat.
How do you know?
Because our dinner, well, unless you like pay a lot of money, you have to sit with other people at dinner on the cruise.
Right.
Like you don't get your own table.
Right.
And we were with another couple, and they were super cool. We really liked them. And they were talking about, this was the poop cruise. We're like, what are you talking about? They're like, yep, this is it, the poop deck. Like, remember that trip, the Carnival thing? We're like, yeah. And they start showing us like articles they'd taken screenshots of on their phone. It's like, Carnival Triumph stranded at sea, overflowing with sewage. And
right.
I'm just like, oh my God, this is it.
The
like,
same one.
I was on the Triumph.
How gross.
Yeah, but I don't think you ever would have known. But
occasionally
we'd be at breakfast or something, and I'd look out the window, and there's like a big brown like streak, and I'm like, I wonder if that's poop. I'm sure it's not. It's probably just something else. But you know, every time you think you're
right, you can't unhear that. Once you've heard it, you're gonna remember that the rest of the cruise.
Yeah,
that reminds me. Your crunch story reminds me of a really odd story from when I was in Vegas. Totally forgot about this till just now. I don't know if I have time to tell it, but
yeah, no, you got time. I gotta hear this.
We were in Vegas, and I was making mistakes, and I was drinking a lot, which is I have to assume why I didn't remember this till just now.
Right.
And we're out at dinner with, you know, my girlfriend, Christine, sweetest lady. And
Great gal.
Yeah, she's not so bad. She's all right sometimes. And her mom and her mom's kind of boyfriend, crush. I'm not sure what you call that.
Uh-huh.
And we're all out at dinner. Everything's going great. And suddenly I start to feel a rumbling.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So I immediately, hey, I got to cut
a
out.
A small
use the
crisis
real quick.
In the
so,
South China Seas.
Right. And we're in this restaurant that is like in a casino, essentially. It's like a, you know, you've been in Vegas. You've been to a casino.
Yeah, sure.
Right. They have restaurants just kind of like on the walls in the casino. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the cruise ship's kind of the same way.
Right. So I hop up out of the booth we're in. I go looking through the restaurant for a bathroom. Can't find one. Finally ask the hostess. She's like, oh, it's in the casino. I'm like, oh, God. So now I have to stumble around in a casino. I've been drinking. I'm not exactly sure where I am. I don't even remember the name of this place.
And is the situation getting more and more dire?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I end up having to go
escalating
up an escalator and like through a long hallway. It was a whole experience.
I end up getting a metal detector.
Right. Yeah. I end up getting to this bathroom, and sure enough, it's very similar to what you're talking about. I think what reminded me was this: they had the floor to ceiling thick wood doors, which was awesome.
Very awesome.
So doing what I do, there's a bunch of dudes in this bathroom. Of course, it can't be chill and quiet. Doing what I do best, I roll to the back and I go for the handicap stall, which is horrible, but I always do that.
I do it a lot myself.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the best. It's like nice and roomy. Right. And
it's the best. So I get in there, I do some damage, and there's certainly some damage control that needs to be done following that. Look around, and I forgot one fatal flaw.
Is it one of those like explosive ones where like it goes everywhere, you don't even know, like there could be a drop on the ceiling for all you know? Yeah.
It got nuts.
Yeah.
There's no toilet paper.
Ooh.
Gone. And I can hear people like bustling outside of the bathroom. I'm pretty sure there's a line forming for one of these stalls. And I'm like, oh no. So I do, in the best way that I can, and this is so awful, in my state of mind, my heightened state of mind from drinking, of course, I kind of shimmy up my pants and just kind of leave them loose. I'm wearing a long button-up, so I don't actually like seal. I don't zip and button my pants.
But you still like totally with a muddy ass?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was either that or I take off my boxers and socks and use those to wipe. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't know. There's not a good scenario. I would have called. You should have called your girlfriend.
In the men's room? Well, yeah. I don't know. I could have called
your mom or ask your
boyfriend
to
help me out. Yeah, something. And so, it was a total mess. So I end up just kind of doing this weird shimmy thing, holding my pants up.
Shimmy?
Right. Around. And it was like, almost like a truffle shuffle, really.
Right.
It's kind of
like you see
in all
movies with hobos with like where their pants don't hold up, where you're like kind of holding them almost, like keep everything loose.
Gosh. Yeah. And I'm thinking this. I'm about to walk out of this stall, kind of holding my pants up, and I'm thinking in my head, this is okay, because I'm in Vegas. And this is not the most ridiculous thing most of these guys have probably seen here.
That's a good point.
So I kind of stumble out, half-assedly, and grab...
No pun intended.
I had to go for the paper towels, which is awful for a number of reasons.
That's actually not bad. I mean, that could have worked out a lot worse, I feel like. But, I mean, do people see or are people observing this?
Yes. People are watching. So I go.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
And it's one of those paper towel dispensers where you have to wave your hand over it.
So oh, God. The worst.
So I'm standing at this sink, holding my pants up, muddy ass. Waving my hand over, getting paper towels one at a time as people are staring. I'm pretty sure one dude was laughing.
Okay, so you didn't just try to get a bunch and then go back in the stall?
Well, like, no, that's what I'm doing. Okay, no, in public. Yeah, I get a bunch. Yeah, I go back to the stall, close it up, do my business, try to flush. Of course, it gets clogged because it's paper towels. So
nothing really
moves. I try a couple times, nothing happens. Pop it. I decide it's over. I got to get out of here. I've wasted too much time. The girlfriend's probably wondering where I am. Zip up. You know, clean myself up, get out of there, whip open the door. Dude, there was a janitor right there, and he looked so pissed. I think he saw the whole thing.
Although, you should be mad at that guy. Isn't he responsible for making sure there's teepee in there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was holding a roll, and I felt bad. I should have asked
Dude,
for
I
it,
can't believe you never told me that before.
Never even thought about it till just now.
God, it's funny you mentioned the toilet being clogged, though. That's one thing that is great about a cruise ship, man. Those toilets are no joke. Like, I think you could fill it if you wanted to. And it would, like, I mean, there's like a big button on the back that you push.
Right.
And it's seriously like, once you hit that, it's like opening the door of an airplane. It's like, like, I can feel it like pulling my beanbag down into it. I was almost worried that my nuts were going to get sucked down into the bowels of the ship. So that is one good thing. Like, no matter what you throw in that thing, I think it could suck it out.
Yeah, it's like opening the door to the depressurization chamber in the space station. Like, just rockets out the side.
Exactly. All right, well, we are way, way over on time, but we have a ton of stuff to get to. When we get back, we're going to do Zach's news. I also have the telltale signs that a woman could tell if you're inexperienced. What not to do during foreplay. Does a happy ending massage count as cheating? Also, I want to talk about why male sex toys are so creepy. Zach and I went into a sex shop recently, and it was an interesting experience. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Remember, there's no business like bro business. The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
sometimes crude, often juvenile, but always honest. You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
Oh, yeah, and we are back on The Status Bro, Talk Radio 1190, streaming online. You can get on and check us out from your computer. Just go to iHeart.com and stream it, or listen to us on the go from your phone. Just download the iHeart Radio app. It is free. We're also on the Real News Communications Network. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I chose this song on purpose. Do you know why?
AC/DC.
Damn right. AC/DC were here a couple weeks back. Zach and I had the absolute pleasure of seeing these guys, and it was a real treat. And from what I'm reading in the news, it looks like we saw him just in time, man. It's tragic to talk about, but Brian Johnson might be out of commish for the rest of for the rest of his days in terms of his rock and roll career.
Right. What a shame, too. For people who don't know, here's what's going on. Apparently, Brian Johnson has had some hearing problems, which isn't a big deal. I mean, God, the guy rocks concert venues for a living. It's understandable. His ears are probably a little shot. Apparently, he's got some doctors telling him that he pretty much needs to stop touring immediately, because any day now, he could immediately lose all of his hearing.
Yeah, like, he could be okay. He could. But if he does another rock show,
right,
that could be it for you.
Yeah.
And it's just such a bummer, man, because there are some old rock bands out there. I'm not going to name any by name. Van Halen, Paul McCartney.
Nobody specific.
Who just, they don't have it anymore. They've gotten too old and they don't sound the same. It's right. No good. And AC/DC, man, they still sound awesome.
Yeah, those guys rock.
They're still on top of their game, especially Brian Johnson. And I feel like he's one of the, he's kind of a phenomenon in the world of rock and roll. I mean, Bon Scott died young, right as AC/DC was kind of hitting their stride, and people say, you know, an up-and-coming rock band like that loses their lead singer, they're probably toast. They brought in Brian, and he was almost a seamless replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, they continued to make awesome rock and roll music for 30 years. They're still great. He's great on stage. His voice sounds cool. Angus rocks on guitar. It's just a bummer to think that still at the height of their ability, then now all of a sudden they're done. It's a bummer.
It's so drastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. It was just like, and you guys are done now. Like,
And could they find another singer who could probably be a suitable replacement? Probably.
Yeah, they've been talking about,
it's not the same.
They've been talking about bringing a guest vocalist in for the rest of the tour.
Not
it's like,
the
no,
same.
That's no good. I don't want that.
You got to see the original guys. I mean, no Malcolm, but for the most part, like the backbone of AC/DC, and it was killer. I love it.
It was nuts. Yeah, you scored some awesome tickets. Which was great, by the way. Thank you for that. That was
not a problem.
Awesome experience.
I mean, they were nosebleeds, but when it comes to AC/DC, it's so loud and so awesome. It doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah, it was really cool. Bought a couple of beers. It was a great time.
And it would have been awesome.
And then like 2 weeks later, I'm talking like 13, 14 days, this news comes down. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, it really is. It seriously bummed me out.
Yeah.
Because Brian Johnson is just such a cool dude in the world of rock and roll.
It's true.
And I hate that they'd have to hang it up. I mean, come on. Black Sabbath is about to do a farewell tour. Ozzy is still able to get on stage and do rock and roll, and Brian Johnson's out of commish.
I know. What are the odds?
Sucks.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. And it's not. The weird thing is, it's not particularly like. It's not necessarily, I don't know, it's health related, of course, but a lot of the things that happen to these rockers, I assume, is due to their like blatant and outlandish drug and alcohol abuse.
Exactly. It's hard living.
Right. And this one just kind of isn't. I mean, it is on his ears, but like, it's not related to any of the coke he was doing or anything.
Right. It's not alcoholism. It's just kind of his age and having his ears blasted out for 40 years. Yeah, it's a bummer. Sorry, I got off on the rock and roll tangent. In fact, I'm sorry. I do apologize. Was that one of your news stories?
Kind of, but I got a couple others.
All right, cool. Yeah,
they may not be as interesting, but all right. I
hear some news. Show me what you got.
This did you see the new trailer for Captain America: Civil War?
I saw the Super Bowl one. That's
right.
That's as caught up as I am at this juncture.
Well, new one came out this week, Thursday, I think, and it's got Spider-Man in it.
That's weird.
It's nuts.
I did not see that.
That's what people are talking about, because Spider-Man's in it.
That's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, I know it's kind of some geeky news, but Spider-Man's in it. That's nuts.
I was bummed that there wasn't going to be a Captain America 4. But when I heard about Civil War, that was one of like my favorite. God, we're getting really nerdy right now. One of my favorite like graphic novel like short.
Really, you actually comics. Read it?
Yeah, yeah. It was actually one of those ones I had in my bathroom for like 2 months. Right. And every time I would go in there and take a dump, I would chip away at it. And by the end, I was just like, that was really cool. Like,
that was a great little read.
It was a good read.
Nice.
The one thing I think is kind of gay. It's stupid. Why did they call it Captain America Civil War? Why isn't it just Marvel Civil War?
Oh, I don't know.
Why is it a Captain America specific film?
The
book or the comic, I mean, it was weighted equally between Iron Man and Captain America.
I suppose they couldn't call it the D-Vengers or anything. They had to base it around somebody.
I guess.
So I suppose Captain America being the team leader, kind of, it would be best to work it around him. But no, I agree. Why don't you just call it Marvel Civil War or something?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It'd make it seem much more like overreaching, because I'm watching a Captain America trailer and Spider-Man's in it. I'm like, yeah, that should probably just be a little bit more generic than Captain America.
And is this the Spider-Man that's from the new reboot?
Honestly, and I know this is going to sound awful, I haven't actually seen it myself.
Oh, okay. We're all just going off word of mouth here.
Yeah, I've just been reading articles about it. I haven't actually had a chance to sit down and check it out. I should do that, though, probably between segments here or something.
Yeah, well, we should probably both be embarrassed at ourselves that we've both watched the Ghostbusters trailer and not that. And man, I could do an entire show on the abomination that is the Ghostbusters trailer.
That was actually some more news to talk about more trailers. I know that's ridiculous.
Dude, it was so douchey.
I haven't actually sat down and watched it with you yet, and I feel like we should, and like pause it at specific times to really tear it apart. Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny. I was watching the very beginning, and the first time they're like looking at the apparition, I was like, that looks kind of cool. And then they immediately ruin it with some cheesy like vomit sight gag, and I'm like, oh my God. This is nothing like what Ghostbusters is supposed to be. It's subtle, sarcastic, sophisticated humor.
Yes. It is not slapstick. Okay, that is not what it ever was.
It's not Airplane.
No.
It's
not like bright neon ghost colors. No.
Yep.
Everything's a little gray because New York's a little gray.
Yep.
That's just how it works.
The ghosts look way cooler in the original Ghostbusters.
And the cool thing about Ghostbusters is it was a movie about, you know, people who love New York. It was a movie about Reaganism. It was a cool flick. It was
about
the everyman, like becoming something bigger than himself and banding together for love of his city to defeat the evil. Yep. I don't know.
It's almost like four nerds becoming like a badass profession almost.
Yeah, and
they're like firefighters in a sense. Like they're cool and courageous, but they're just four scientists. And these characters that I'm seeing in this new film don't mirror that at all, or seem like, I don't know. I just don't get it. It just doesn't look cool.
And it's difficult for me because, and this is going to, again, I haven't seen the movie, so I know I'm coming at a very strange angle to criticize this. But based on what I've seen and what I've heard, here's the thing. Even if they were scientists, for some reason, Venkman and Stance and Spengler and even Winston, they were all relatable. Even if they were scientists, you didn't really get them.
Yeah.
You could relate to those characters because there are people in your life who are kind of like that.
Exactly.
I've never once met a woman who is anything like what I've seen of the four women in the Ghostbusters
movie.
And I
think even feminists or even they have to feel the same way. But any girl, you should be able to ask, and they'd be like, I don't know anyone like
that. How many women have you ever met that act like any of those four characters?
Everyone's like, oh, they just don't like it because it's women and men are sexist.
No.
I totally disagree. My girlfriend watched the trailer and was like, that just looks really stupid. It doesn't work. It's not cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Most people are likening it to the Scooby Doo movies when those came out. Yeah, with like the goofy colored ghosts and everything. And that's such a shame.
It is. It's very cartoony. I don't. Yeah. We can move on from Ghostbusters. But it's something that's very near and dear to us.
I know. Real quick, can I sneak in one more?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When the first trailer, and they've released an international trailer since,
with some other bonus stuff.
Right. When the first trailer came out, the first thing you see is 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York. No, it was three scientists and an everyman. That was the whole thing. And now in the international trailer, it's four friends saved the world. I was like, aha!
Boom.
You guys knew you messed up.
You guys screwed that up big time.
The internet is tearing that trailer apart.
All right, man. Well, what else you got for news?
All right. Did you hear about James Dean? Apparently, he owns, and this isn't that big of a surprise.
James Dean, the porn star?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
He owns a little production company for adult films and novelties.
Yeah, wasn't this guy accused of all kinds of like sexual deviance recently?
Yeah. And among this one, apparently he's getting fined by the state of California like an outrageous amount of money. Maybe not that outrageous to him, like $75,000 or something, for not using condoms in his porn films. because, you know, the state of California is very specific in that
That's
way. They
true.
Have all those rules, and apparently he's been breaking them, so he's going to catch some flack for that.
He's been breaking the rules.
Right.
Not the kind of, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if that's what you're into, that's something they can do.
Well, I mean, from what I've heard from James Dean, the porn star, that's the least of his problems.
Have you ever seen a porn where that happens?
What, where a condom broke?
Yeah.
No, does that
I definitely
exist?
Have, yeah.
That's not like a theme, is it?
I was watching one once, and every once in a while you catch a porn with a condom in it, and some dudes might check out. Honestly,
it depends to me. Like,
I don't really care.
If I was already invested, I might be like, yeah, whatever. But
the action is happening, and the majority of it I can't see, so whatever. And I was watching just like an average run-of-the-mill porn, and a guy is working this chick from behind, and sure enough, like, finishes up, and he gets the ejection and pulls out, and yeah, it's just shredded.
It just disappeared.
Yeah, you gotta wonder. It's like, I wonder if that was intentional. Probably. I mean, that's one of those things, like magic of television.
That's happened to me in real life before.
You've mentioned that happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one time where, you know, I was with a girl, and then, you know, we had to, once the act was over,
right,
and one is withdrawn, all that was left was like the ring around the bottom. And I'm just like, oh God. And
yeah, that sounds
we
like
joked
nightmare.
About it with her, and she's like, I never found it. Like, I don't know where that went.
Whoa.
Like some David Copperfield.
Wow.
Disappeared into the, yeah, yeah, no idea.
Yeah, that's like a Raiders of the Lost Ark scenario.
It is a little bit weird. Okay, once again, we ran out of time on this segment. I have a lot of stuff though that I want to get to when we get back. I want to talk about telltale signs women can use to tell if you're inexperienced, as well as what not to do during foreplay, and why male sex toys are so creepy. Zach and I have to tell our story about going into Condom Sense. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we are back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming online at iHeart.com, and you can take us with you with the iHeartRadio app. It's available free to download anytime. Did you know that, Zach?
Really? Anytime?
Anytime, yeah.
Anytime at all.
You can actually get it right now.
Huh.
Yeah, we're also on the Real News Communications Network. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
I think we're pretty much done with news. What I really want to dive into next is the telltale signs you're inexperienced. And this is coming from the minds of women. So
yeah, who wouldn't want to dive into that?
Now, I know we're both in relationships right now, but you never know in the future. There could be times again one day, I certainly hope not, where you're with a girl for the first time and you don't want her to think you're inexperienced.
No, not at all.
And to be honest, man, I've been looking at this and I think we're pretty good on a lot of these. I feel like a rock star. Like these, a lot of this seems like common sense. Like, it could be stupid. This very first one, check this out.
Yeah.
It says, telltale sign that you might be inexperienced in the sack. It says, when you think a few minutes of kissing is enough foreplay.
Yeah, that's not doing it.
I think we're both we're smart enough to know that that's probably not the good way to go.
Yeah, you want to go more than a few, like five or six tops.
You mean a wise ass?
Yeah.
I like to take my time for the most part. Sometimes I'm a little eager.
Really?
I get a little impatient.
What does take your time mean? For you? I'm curious. And I know we've talked about this before. It's difficult to measure time when things are getting hot and heavy. It just is. It's hard to keep track.
I always find it easier when I'm with a woman and you're trying to get her warmed up. You can always use your digits, you know, but I prefer just to go mouth to mouth, you know. That's my preferred method.
Yeah.
I would just rather do that. And I think I think a solid 10 minutes of that is pretty.
That's good and plenty, I think.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Of course, there's some making out, too.
Right. That's not, yeah, you're talking about just strictly that part, not like the entire process start to ready to roll.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this next one is very amateur, and I don't think we would ever do this. You just go ahead and try to just go in with the dry digits, like just
Yeah, probably not. No.
I don't think I would ever do that.
Sorry, it took me a second to process what exactly you were talking about. But no, no, no. You want to?
I'm not a female, and I can sense as a male that just would be unpleasant.
You want a well-oiled kind of machine scenario. That's what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, cool. This is a good one. I think we're golden on this. We're super experienced.
This is great. Yeah.
When it says your Reddit name is a request for girls to PM him, I don't really know what that means. You know Reddit better than I do.
I do. Yeah. No.
But the guys who have names like that probably never actually get laid.
No. That never at all. It's funny because there are actually a lot of those on Reddit. I'll be cruising Reddit and see a good comment from somebody named like PM me your boobs or something like that. Or
boom. That's probably a sign that guy is inexperienced and does not actually get laid.
That's like trying to get on Tinder with like a really goofy profile name and like, I don't know, one of those douchey approaches. It's just, it doesn't do it for anybody. Nobody's particularly convinced. I mean, some people might be, but I'm not sure that's exactly who you want to be fraternizing with.
I mean, yeah, maybe. This next one, though.
Mm.
Hold on, I lost my spot. Oh, okay, this one I think we're pretty smart on. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe you are the Youngblood Lewis.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe you have tried this at some point in your life, but it says, do not try and pull something you've seen in a porn.
Depends.
I kind of think of porn as like, this is fantasy. This is what's like, what in your mind would be great for a girl, but not. I take nothing away from porn. I figure this porn is almost an instruction of what not to do in a lot of ways.
All right. Here, let me pose a slight counter argument.
Especially
here,
in the terms of cunnilingus.
That's true. Have you ever been, you know, in Congress with a woman and she requests a specific service like harder or faster?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Now, whenever that gets rolling and you start really heating things up, you never think of something you might have saw once?
Do I think of it or do I actually
on the spot?
Enact
probably,
it?
I don't know, both.
Yeah, there are certain things, you're right, that are good.
That's honestly what I think of whenever that happens, which isn't all the time or anything. But yeah, every once in a while when a woman requests a certain, you know, pick up the pace a little bit, that's kind of what I think of. I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. That's how you, okay, yeah.
All right, well, that's
different strokes
bit,
for different folks.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an exception to this rule. There are some things that are cool. say, like, you're watching a porn where the girl's on top and then the guy, like, just seamlessly transfers with no interruption, like, boom, all of a sudden, like, flips over to the back, like, flips on her back. Like, that kind of stuff is cool.
That
stuff works.
Right.
But yeah, the details and the way men interact with female genitalia in porn is not actually good. Likes that.
Most of those positions don't really work in real life, mostly because they're all kind of built around a camera being able to see everything, where in real life that's not the case.
Yep.
Yeah, unless you get your friends filming in the closet or something.
Oh, next one.
Yeah.
Any guy who boasts about being good in bed probably isn't.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was about to make a joke like, "Don't you boast?" But you really don't. No,
I really don't. Yeah. I'm not going to suggest I'm some kind of rock star.
Yeah, you've never claimed anything really.
I think I'm mature enough to know that I don't really know. If I think I'm great, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm great. It only matters to the other person. Like, that's the only thing that matters.
Of course,
it does not matter if you think you're good.
Right, that is completely irrelevant.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, that reminds me of a weird story.
Sure. Please.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to look at porn on my phone.
Yeah, which I always think is a little bit weird, but like you said earlier, different strokes for different folks.
You use an iPad, right?
I use a computer.
Oh, you use a computer?
Yeah.
All right, so you sit down and do the...
I love being able to use the computer.
Really?
Yes. Because I can type fast, I can open new tabs, I can do all kinds of fun stuff.
Right. See, I don't mind taking my time on a phone because a phone offers one convenience of a computer. You can hold a phone in one hand and then you have another free hand. That's the advantage of a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain... Yeah, something
although
nice about
the way
that
I do it, I have two free hands. Right. Just saying.
Also solid point. You can explore a little. So, oh my gosh, where was I going with this? So with using a phone, right? Yeah, nope, totally lost it. No idea where I was going with that.
Yeah, what were we talking about? You like to throw me on a phone. You just completely lost it?
I know. Dead end story. I let that slide. Maybe
man,
we'll
I was really looking forward to seeing when that... We were talking about boasting about, like, if you think you're good.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about looking... Okay.
Yeah.
You know, fine, doesn't...
I know.
Way to derail the...
I know. Yeah, like, that was such a horrible little divergence.
Wait a second.
There.
Did you hear that?
What?
That's the show screeching to a halt thanks to a sexual teacher there.
Oh, no. I got it. I'm sorry. Why it doesn't matter. I like to use my phone for porn, and as you know. And occasionally, I'll forget to close tabs. I'll just leave them open.
That's a big deal.
Right. That's a big deal. That's a very easy way to get caught.
Also, well, I mean, not with a phone, but with a laptop, if you close the lid while a video is playing,
right,
when you open it up later and type in your password, that's going to resume playing. You got to think about that stuff. So, yeah, continue.
All right. So, I was working at a restaurant for a while. I don't know if I ever talked about this in the show, but I was working at a restaurant, and one of the guys there, in classic restaurant fashion, half the people that work there are like super seedy and they're shady and you know what they're about. One of the guys there needed to borrow my phone because he like broke his at a party of the night or something.
All right.
And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. So I just like, I was like, you're not going to use it.
Let him use your phone without thinking.
You're not going to use it to like buy drugs or anything, are you? And he's like, oh, no, dude, I want to order some Jimmy John's from down the street. I don't know their number. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. So whip out my phone, hand it to him, unlock it and hand it to him.
Yeah.
And he walks away. And I realized like in that exact moment, I was like, oh, God, dude.
What if I have porn up?
I might have had something. Yeah, I was watching something that was a little weird. I mean, all porn's a little weird, but I was watching something that was a little strange, and he might see that. And then I realized in that weird moment, and maybe this is just part of being an adult, I didn't care. I was like, this guy is somebody I don't know outside of this
building.
That's
good. You've taken
and it's never going to matter.
You've taken a giant step into a greater world. Because you're right. Like, who cares?
Yeah, and even if he sees the most twisted thing ever on my phone, what's he going to do? Come talk to me about it. He'll never say a word.
Nope.
So sure enough, he gives me the
phone
back.
You might tell somebody, but
and
still.
I didn't have any open tabs because I always close on my, well, I usually close on my tabs unless I, you know, forget sometimes.
Of course.
And I had no evidence of what he was doing and there was no evidence of what I had been doing. And we never said another word about it. And I was like, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. And I don't actually know if I had anything up. I never
You'll
found
never
out.
Know.
But that's okay.
It doesn't
because it
matter.
Because it doesn't matter. Yeah.
The only time it matters is with like a girlfriend or
exactly.
a family member or something like
Somebody
that.
Somebody at least relatively close.
Then I would be humiliated. You know, I'm a very closed off guy and I've lived alone for a very long time. Never been married. None of that. But I'm with a girl now who I do love her and she has a key to my apartment and I trust her and whatnot.
It's a big
but
step.
There's times, man, I may take a break from work where I might be in the mood to throw a beat. I'm like, you know what? Today on my lunch break, I'm going to go home. I'm going to check out some porn and throw a beat.
Yeah.
But there's always some kind of thing in the back of your mind, kind of like with you giving your phone to the guy. I mean, with you, you don't care, but when this was a significant other, you could
totally
care.
It's totally different.
So like, I come home and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what if she stopped by or something to grab something and then heard me come in and didn't want me to know she was there? And then I'm sitting there with porn blasting on the couch and she can hear it the whole time, or I'm going in the bathroom and she's like, oh my God, he's a creep. These are the kinds of things that I was always scared of about giving someone a key to my apartment.
See,
it's like
now
she can access my entire world. It's a little odd.
I've had to try to draw this line with my girlfriend recently because she's talked about lately doing almost, she has a key to my place, about doing like a pop-in. And it's weird because I gave her a key and I know that's a possibility, but seriously, I'm like, please don't come over without letting me know.
It's
please.
Terrifying.
I'm sorry.
What if you were on
not...
the couch throwing a beat and all of a sudden Christine walks in and catches you.
That's
red.
Horrible. Yeah. And it's, I get it. Like we know each other. We've been dating a long time, but still like give me a courtesy call or something. Send a text, like an email even. Just give me something.
I think she would. I don't think she'd blindside you.
Yeah, hopefully not.
All
she's
right,
a
well,
sweet gal.
We've gone a little bit over on this segment and we do have to take a quick break. But when we come back, the door actually swings both ways. I have telltale signs that you are actually experienced. And I want to talk about our little bit of a trip to the sex shop. It's all coming up right after this quick break. You're listening to the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
This band's my favorite, man. Don't you love them?
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
And we are back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Bro, neat you are.
You know, it feels good to be back this week. I'm in a great mood.
Yeah?
It seems like we haven't done the show in a while. I know we always say that, but it does. You know, we get to it when we get to it, but man...
Yeah.
It feels good to be back in the saddle. I'm having fun tonight.
Yeah, it's true.
I was enjoying talking about the telltale signs if you're an experienced, which I think we're pretty good on.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
Ooh. There's one last one on there that we didn't touch on I kind of wanted to, because I've complained about this on the show before, and it's something I now think I'm pretty damn good at, not being able to undo a bra.
Really?
Yeah. I used to worry. I mean, even today, even when I'm pretty good at it, when it comes to that moment with a girl, it's still kind of scary. It's like, what if I can't get it?
Right.
Then it's humiliating.
It's awkward.
It's unbelievable. I know you haven't been as promiscuous, sure, perhaps, in your adult life as I have. But, man, I'm telling you, it is terrifying, because when that does happen, it's so...
Right. It either needs to be seamless. No, it just needs to be seamless. It needs to come off right away.
It's devastating to your self-worth when you can't get it off. Yeah.
Just like, oh.
And don't forget, there's two different kinds. There's the back and the front.
Right.
And you'd think the front is easier because it's right in front of your face, but you don't want to be staring. No, the back is way easier. The back
is
the easiest
way to go. Yeah. Back
still,
is the breeze.
If you can't get a bra on done, then maybe you are a little inexperienced.
Right.
I mean, you can take that at face value.
Yeah, no, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I promised before we went to break, I have the signs women can tell that you are experienced. And this one I didn't even vet yet. This is kind of a bonus. I didn't even know it was on here until now. We're looking at during the last segment. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now we can see.
So this is the other side of the spectrum. Women can see you are experienced.
Yeah.
So this is weird. Is this ever a good thing or a bad thing?
What do you mean? It's bad if they can tell you're inexperienced, probably.
Right, but see, women, I read somewhere or heard somewhere, I think, I don't know, I believe that a lot of a woman's big finish, a lot of it is in her head. A woman's got to be in the right mind space.
Yeah.
I mean, dudes do too.
That's absolutely true.
But dudes are also very visual and physical, and
right.
Dudes will get there.
And
it'll happen.
The right amount of time, it's going to happen for
us.
That's why we're not as finicky.
That's why you got to set the mood.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's why you got to put some time in beforehand. Like that's why that's important.
I totally agree.
Right.
Like, you know, one of those things when you're a kid, like a skee ball almost, where you're at like an arcade or whatever, and there's like the kid's skee ball, but you're an adult. You can almost reach over and like drop it right in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's how easy it is for a girl at the end of the day to make a guy finish.
Right.
The guy to the girl is more like a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's a little harder.
It's a little trickier.
Right. And here's my point. If a chick, and she thinks, a chick thinks about a lot of things during that, because again, a lot of it's mental. You don't want to get distracted. You want to keep
an emotional state.
Right. You want to keep things on track.
Right.
If a guy is too experienced, at some point, a woman might start to wonder, how does he know all this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he some kind of a deviant or a player? Is he been like 100 million people?
In the same way that a guy would with a chick. If you were with a chick and she was really, really rocking, you'd have to wonder at some point, like, all right, how'd you learn all this?
That's happened to me before.
Of course, that doesn't stop you.
I'm like, this is cool, but obviously she's had her fair share.
You've been around the block.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just, that's my question. Would you rather a woman think you're unexperienced or inexperienced or too experienced? Probably too experienced, but then again, women think inexperienced guys
there
are
could
cute.
Be girls
I don't know.
I think that's endearing that you're inexperienced. Like that's cute. It's not gonna not for long lasting because eventually they'll think you're a total.
Okay, here's my dad. My dad's a teacher, right? And he ran into an issue a long time ago where he found out some kids were cheating on a test, but he couldn't figure out which kids it was because none of the kids made like a straight A on the test. And then I blurted
which
out,
is smart.
Foolishly, I was like, any good cheat knows that you never get a 100.
You never get them all right.
You go for like a mid B.
Yep.
That's what you want.
You get at least a couple wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
always.
Yep.
Because you don't want to stand out. Because
then you don't stand out.
So in the
if
same,
if it's perfect, it's going to raise a red flag, especially if you're someone who wasn't previously perfect as far as your academics.
And in the same way, when you're banging, I think it's important to if you're really really good, maybe it's okay to make a couple of mistakes.
Maybe.
Yeah. maybe you want to leave those in. Yeah. Make it seem more natural.
Okay. Well, this one, I now I'm starting to realize this one has to be written by a female.
All right.
This is, of course, it is telltale signs women can tell, but this is how a woman can tell if your experience doesn't get freaked out or surprised by cellulite or different types of labia. And this is ridiculous.
That's dumb.
Because if a guy is freaked out or isn't freaked out, he's not going to say it to you.
Exactly.
You'll never know what his thoughts are on it.
If you're a dude and you say something about that while things are rolling, you're an idiot.
He's not going to be like, wow, you look like Arby's, but I don't care. They're like, oh, wow, he really knows his stuff.
No. No guy will ever say anything.
Yeah.
That won't happen.
You get a lot of cottage cheese on your thighs, but I'm cool with that.
Right.
It's like, no.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. And no guy is ever going to be like, ew, gross. Like, what is that? It's just not going to happen.
No,
either way.
That's ridiculous.
A way that a girl can tell that you are experienced, and this one I kind of agree with, can take a bad or funny experience in stride.
What?
It's true. If there's like a sexual something goes wrong or whatever and you can laugh at it, I think that's a sign of a guy who's experienced.
Yeah, you're right.
You make a big deal out of it, then...
If you make a huge deal out of it, then obviously, you haven't had a whole lot of huge deals.
Yeah. Apparently, also, if you can make eye contact, it's a sign you're experienced.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you into that?
look, I'm going to be honest with you. If it's a first-time encounter, like a one-night standy type thing,
no,
I'm not into it.
No.
At all. But an intimate encounter or somebody that I'm with, then yeah, I do.
It's... Yeah. I'm not... Yeah, I don't know how I land on it.
All right, you know, I'm done with these, though. We only got a couple of minutes left on the show. I want to talk about, because... let's talk about how this started, the sex shop thing, because you and I like to go to Genghis Grill.
Yeah, we do.
I love that place. I'll give them a little plug. I do. I love to go build my bowl and get a bunch of beef. And
naturally, we go to the crappiest Genghis Grill.
The crappiest, because it's next to a sex shop.
It's
so
awful.
It's not the best Genghis Grill. When you're looking at dildos and it smells like Mongolian barbecue,
it's probably not that awesome.
But there's a store right next to, literally neighboring
the
Genghis we go. They share a wall. So a lot of times after we eat there, we pop in just to check it out.
Right,
it's
we think fun. It's funny.
It's good for show research and whatnot. And you do see some crazy stuff. And for whatever reason, AIDS for women, not like AIDS, but like sexual AIDS, like toys and stuff for women, seems so much more normal than the ones for guys. The ones for guys seem so creepy.
It's hard just to find the ones for guys.
I mean, you're talking about some. You got to be putting your member in some kind of a pocket, or it's all very
odd. Some kind
odd.
Of a ring system, yeah.
And why is that? But what I wonder is, I think genuinely, when it comes to pleasuring yourself, that for women, toys are probably a big help. Do guys really need that?
No. We're pretty basic in that way.
I'm always been fine going all natural, but man, we saw some weird stuff in there, particularly the twerking thing.
I thought, honestly, that's probably debatably, A, the coolest thing I've ever seen in a sex shop, and B, one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen
in a
sex shop.
It's incredibly cool, like technologically, but also incredibly creepy at the same time.
Yeah, it was so odd.
I'm talking really gross. It's like...
Let's clarify. This was they had in like a glass case.
Yes. It's like a demo. Like you'd see
they had the official Pornhub twerking butt.
That's right. It was endorsed. Like it was a Pornhub product.
Right. It's the official one.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, if I was going to buy one, I might go for that simply because it's endorsed by Pornhub.
If you go to Target and you look in the toy aisle and there's like a cool thing like that operates like a toy robot or something, and you push the button and like watch how it works.
Right.
They had that exact same thing with the twerking
ass. It was a great setup.
And it was so creepy. Like Zach and I were taking a little off guard. Like I wasn't expecting that. There was like a remote and you push the thing and all of a sudden this
springs to life
in a glass case starts like moving and vibrating and twerking, and it was just so unnatural.
And it
was really weird.
It wasn't
like
it was
a sci-fi film.
It wasn't like it was wearing a pair of panties or anything. This was like open
straight
cheek,
ass,
like straight out.
Open
so you
veg,
could see the whole thing,
everything.
See how it works. Yeah, it had wrinkles. It had smooth parts.
Yep.
It was so odd. And it gyrated and twisted.
It really gyrated.
It puckered. It blinked at me. It was really unique.
It was incredibly technologically impressive and also astoundingly creepy at the same time. And it really was nuts. But I always love going in there. I'll always pop into the sex shop.
Yeah.
If there was one thing I was going to buy, and I don't know if you agreed with me on this or not, but... Internet brand porn DVDs.
Yes.
Like, that was so cool.
They have a whole section of internet brand porn DVDs. In those really
like a MILF Hunter DVD. And I'm like, that's so cool.
In those really cheesy like plastic cases for putting in DVDs so nobody steals them, you know?
Yeah.
Because you got to go to the register and get it unhooked, which is even more awkward. Yeah, they have to like unhook your porn DVD so you can take it. They have to unbox it for you.
One of my favorite parts when we were there last time is there was some guy like middle-aged, maybe 50s, just in a business suit walking around is probing through
alone.
Toys and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I applaud that guy for being very comfortable with his open sexual prout, whatever.
That guy was driving home from work, wherever he is, and thinking to himself, I'm going to swing by the sex shop real quick and check out some stuff.
And he did.
Yeah. That's creepy.
All right, we're way over on time. We got to call it quits for this week. You can hear me from 7 till midnight tonight on 97.1 The Eagle Sunday night as well. I'm going to have to go ahead and sign off here. I'm Kevin Ebeling with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
This is The Status Bro, and we'll be back next Saturday at 6 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 1190. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp, then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.